The fourth special session of Alaska's legislature started this week, and lawmakers didn't hold a single meeting to discuss the agenda at all. They've been gridlocked all year over the future of permanent fund dividends. It's a struggle that's plagued the legislature really for 6 years now. Nearly all legislators say they would support a compromise. What isn't clear is whether that compromise exists. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on why state leaders are so dug in.
At the end of the third special session, the Senate Finance Committee put forward a major bill. It would balance the state budget, and it would allow permanent fund dividends to eventually be at the level proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. But the Senate hasn't passed the bill yet. Supporters of Dunleavy's budget plan didn't like it. There were a few reasons. It wouldn't put the PFD in the state constitution. It wouldn't lower the state spending limit. And there's another reason.
I've said the T word enough, and I hate the word revenue. It makes us sound like a business. We're not making money here. We're taking money from people to do taxes. I got it.
That's Wasilla Republican Senator Mike Schauer. And he's talking about $700 million in taxes that the Finance Committee said made the bill pencil out. Dunleavy hasn't proposed a tax, and it's not clear how he would pay for both larger PFDs and the budget beyond the next couple of years. What he has proposed is a one-time $3 billion draw from permanent fund earnings. That's projected to be enough to cover the budget and this year's and next year's dividends at the level he proposes, maybe a third year. And that problem is a lot bigger than $3 billion over 2 or 3 years. Nonpartisan analysts project a $7 billion gap over the next 9 years. It's a big number. Paying for it is at least part of why the legislature has not been able to agree on a change to the PFD formula in the 7 years since oil prices fell. And that's important to House Speaker Louise Stutes of Kodiak. She's a Republican who is part of a mostly Democratic caucus. Stutes says that if dividends are going to be much higher, they have to be paid for, and not with a one-time drawdown in permanent fund earnings.
I mean, it's easy to say I want spending cuts, just like it's easy for me to say I would love to have a big, huge PFD. The question is, where are the spending cuts going to come from? Or how are you going to pay for the big PFD? Show us. If you want spending cuts, show us how you're going to provide for those.
On the last day of the third special session, Dunleavy responded, pointing first to the size of the permanent fund, currently $81 billion, and why he proposed the $3 billion draw.
We offered that because we didn't want businesses being impacted by taxes in a pandemic recovery period. We offered that because people didn't want huge cuts in government during a pandemic, pre-pandemic recovery period. We offered that because the people of Alaska could have injected hundreds of millions of dollars into the local economy. All win-wins. We offered a solution.
Dunleavy and many of the legislators that support larger dividends say there's a model for how the legislature could solve the problem. That's the working group that met this summer, made up of members from both chambers and all four caucuses. The group reached consensus on dividends at the scale Dunleavy has proposed, and it endorsed the concept of putting the dividend in the state constitution. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, a Sitka Democrat, co-chaired that group. He says it took a lot of time and careful communication to overcome distrust and reach the consensus, and he thinks a solution is possible.
There is a cynicism out there that, like, nothing is ever possible, like, ever, and just sort of, like, hands in the air, and I just don't think that has to be.
There are other proposals out there that could close much of the gap. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr has been among the first legislators to introduce budget bills in the third and fourth special sessions. One of the bills would introduce a 2% statewide sales tax. Another would raise the minimum amount that oil and gas companies have to pay in production taxes. Tarr says the sales tax would spread the burden more fairly than PFD cuts, including raising more money from out-of-state visitors. She also proposed that the sales tax wouldn't apply to some essential costs.
I really stumbled on that. How could we achieve something that wasn't disproportionate burden to our small and rural communities? So exempting food, medicine, and heating oil as basic necessities and essentials felt like a really good place to start.
Tarr's worked with Republicans on some votes, including drawing from permanent fund earnings to pay for larger dividends. But she's also an outlier in the legislature and spent several days outside of either caucus earlier this year. But for now, there are no signs that any bills will pass this special session. The first committee meeting on any bills is scheduled for Wednesday, the 10th day of the 30-day session. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.